You're listening to Gunapod TT.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. It is another episode of Gunapod TT. This is your boy Dion, and I'm here as always with none other than Keegan Owen. Keegan, say what's up, man.
What's up, Gunas? Let's get this show on the road.
Yo, so the last time we was here, we were speculating whether or not Mesut Ozil would have left the club.
In January.
He has left the club. Nah, well, we were speculating on when it would happen, because I think everything had said yes, the club didn't officially announce it, has it?
Yeah.
It is done. I mean, I want to get into the games, but we could touch quickly on the transfer dealings that we had, and we cancelled two contracts. We sent Kolasinac out on loan to Schalke. We sent out Ainsley, we sent out Joe Willock. And we just bring in Matt Ryan and what's the next person? Oh, right, Odegaard. So we have two ins and our six outs, because it's Ainsley, Socrates, Kolasinac, Mustafi, Joe Willock. Who am I missing there? I know him. Six players leaving. So what was your thoughts on the transfer window? I remember seeing specifically that we needed a new left back. I am still of that belief, even though Cedric is doing a very good deputy job.
Yeah, I saw one of the youth left backs came up.
Okay. Yeah. Which one?
I can't remember his name.
Is it Osei Tutu?
He started to train with the senior team.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that don't mean he's good.
He could be our next Bellerin.
Oh my god. Our next Bellerin, boy. Our next breakout like Bellerin, sure.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Our next Bellerin. Not this Bellerin. The breakout Bellerin. but I think we definitely needed that left back. I was excited to see the links with, what's this guy's name? Ryan Bertrand. Mm. And also Patrick Van Aanholt. But I believe that one of the reasons why it would have been difficult to bring in those players is we really needed players out. The squad were, bloated a little bit. I feel if Ronaldson had left, we probably would have bring in the left back. We would have been able to fit in another space for the Premier League. But currently for me, Keegan, Cedric is better than Bellerin. He needs, as soon as Tierney is back, Bellerin should be benched, right?
I agree. But how to play, boy? Sometimes Bellerin is very good.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, for the level of defensive inconsistency that Bellerin gives right now, I don't want to hear sometimes he's playing good, because even when he's playing good, he doesn't play good defensively. I mean, these few runner games, I see Bellerin get beat. Southampton twice. Manu, he was getting eat up. I mean, Bellerin is really just, I feel like when we look at the squad list and we look at the liabilities on the squad right now, Bellerin is definitely the biggest liability on the pitch for me defensively right now. And
yeah, because holding, playing excellent. We have enough cover on the left side of the centre-back. And on the left-back, all we have is Kieran.
And, I mean, Kieran being out is Bellerin's only saving grace for me right now.
Yeah.
Because Cedric is playing well defensively enough. And is he with attacking as well?
Yeah, he's a better footballer.
He plays better. I think Bellerin is a better player overall. I think right now he not doing it, and he need a little bench. I need him to eat a bench so people could remember. Because remember when we were running Ainsley at right back, how people was down on Ainsley, they wanted Bellerin back. I feel like he need that little rest so he could come back.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. But what do you feel about the exits? I mean, good riddance to Kolasinac, good riddance to Mustafi.
I think good business. The only person I wanted to see leave that didn't leave was Nketiah.
Right. I do. That is Mikel's son. I do see him leaving. that Mikel boy. He not going away. I do. I. real hard to say like who I wanted to see leave. Like the players, I wanted to see Joe Willock. I wanted to see Reece Nelson actually.
We stayed
alone, yeah.
Oh those were the two I wanted to see leave. Reece and Ketia.
But you felt about Joe though. Cause Joe has served a good role. But I guess with Odegaard coming in, that role dead.
It's something where Joe will have confidence right now.
Yeah, well he needs some games. Wait a minute about Ainsley too. I feel like Ainsley is the hardest exit for me.
Ainsley worthless.
Yeah, but he's the hardest exit much because...
How much caps he have for Arsenal?
Caps? Arsenal, let's get caps. Or appearances?
Appearances, caps.
You have a lot.
Too much to be playing the way you're playing right now. I'm telling you.
He has a lot, but he has that because of Bellerin being injured. I think Ainsley is a useful player. Just being able to hold that utility role. Right back, left back, centre mid. But I'm glad that he could not even address him that.
Exactly.
I'm glad that he getting a little loan out in West Brom. I think West Brom is the place where he will actually get to see the football. We could actually see if there is promise there.
Yeah.
And you know. Well, outside of that, you felt that everything was good business. People saying good window and window focusing on the exits.
Yeah. I think I'll get the window at 7.
I will get the window at 6. As much as I didn't expect our window to help us push towards our top 4 finish, because even doing that now will be spending a lot of money for something that you can't be certain to secure. Leaving Tierney as the only left back.
They were trying, you know, they didn't get you.
I know, but I feel like they didn't try hard enough. I feel like you needed to get her done. And for whatever reason, they decide not to. But I feel like that was the most pivotal piece of business. For sure. Even more important than the goalkeeper signing. But I'm glad for the goalkeeper signing. But I mean, that was looking forward to. Any other thoughts? I mean, your boy going to Ozil. He got a substitute appearance in Fenerbahce the other day.
That man is not Arsenal player. Why are we talking about him?
Ah, boy. I love it. Socrates out too, I forget. Socrates was one of the people that left to cancel contract. They just buy out all them contracts and say, press. But yeah.
They take the pinch now so that in the summer they don't have to worry about that.
Well, you know, one player really had to get the pinch, but we'll come on to him later on. Let me get into the first game since we left now. Obviously, we left on a little bit of a high. I would say a high. Who had we just defeated?
Newcastle. 3-0.
Yeah, we were. And we actually, Newcastle had taken us to extra time in the FA Cup, I think. Or whatever, no matter. But yeah, we come off on a high, you know. We have a lot of points in 7 games. But let me get into the first game now, the FA Cup loss. What you thought about the lineup for this game? A lot of people was very upset with Mikel Arteta for the lineup for this game.
This was a good lineup, was. I don't know what I expected the man to pick. He rested who he needed to rest. And the man who supposed to step up didn't step up.
I was saying this, I know people saying, you know, it's the FA Cup. At the end of the day, it's the FA Cup. I don't see the purpose of our team prioritizing the FA Cup. It's nice to win it, but that don't mean you're going to trade eggs in the basket and winning the FA Cup. It's like a placeholder. Our team's supposed to be challenging for the Premier League. Yeah. You understand? And I don't want to see Arsenal in our place where we is a FA Cup hunting team so we could have some little bit of relevance. That's madness. So, at the end of the day, rotating the team for the FA Cup, that makes sense. I think that, you know, Saka has played well and he's playing well out on the right. So, it's really a game for Pepe to show himself, to show that he deserves to be in the team. Willian has been playing a lot of trash. It was a game for Willian to show himself being the team. You know, Martinelli now coming back from the injury.
Yeah.
You know, prove himself being the team. Because right now, in the front line, it's really difficult to have it's really difficult to break into our front line at the moment, you know? So it's really that's what it's about, like getting into the team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a fairly standard lineup. The performance, however,
it was terrible.
Oh, it was abysmal.
But hear this now. Why I was vexed about boy? It's when Arsenal fans suffering from scapegoatism.
Yeah.
You understand? Them always looking for somebody to pick on, boy. Yeah, let's get me real mad because they've been picking on Pepe for the longest while. Right?
Right.
I disagree. I think Pepe has been treated unfairly. And I'm not even saying this because he played good in the past couple games. It's from since even before. You understand? So in this game that we lost here, I see men calling out Pepe.
Yeah, I didn't get this game.
Bro, Pepe.
And I didn't watch the second half.
Pepe created the most big chances in the game. You understand?
Pepe
had the most successful tackles. It's not about a whole set of different stats that he just topped in the match.
Mm.
Head and shoulders above all the other Arsenal players. And men still was punging him.
My takeaway from this game, Keegan, was that Willian is really trash, boy.
Well, every game we know this role.
No. I think the way Willian played in this game was the catalyst for how poorly the entire team played. Because we look at how Emile plays and how he links up with the midfielders behind him, Xhaka and Elneny, right? Or Partey.
And his movement as well to create space.
Exactly. And Willian, to me, offered absolutely nothing to the team at all on our attacking front, on our defensive front. I think he made everybody in that front line look bad. And when Pepe now suffering from the fact that, Eddie Nketiah is not Lacazette, he's not helping him, he's a poacher. You understand? Yeah. Willian not helping you. Martinelli out on the other side. Who is, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I don't think he had a bad game, but the ridicule and the things that people kind of giving him, the stick that people giving him, is off of reputation. It's like let me just point fingers, but I don't think he deserves anything pointing at him.
Last podcast, I spoke about his price tag being what's causing him to be under so much pressure, and it'll always be something that's hanging over his head, right?
Always.
However, he too suffers from what one of our past players suffer from, body language. Because sometimes the man's body language just look a little laxed and disinterested. You understand?
I like the mention of past player.
Yeah. Men would look at him as lazy.
Yeah.
You understand? And the man was tackling, winning back the ball. And he kept doing that all the games leading up to the game against Wolves that you play.
Yeah.
I remember Arteta saying this about him last season, where what he wanted to teach Pepe is do the work in the defensive part of the game and you'll get the rewards in the attacking part of the game.
For sure.
And I think like these last few games it actually
you think it's you're come
seeing it, yeah, like you're seeing it now. Cause the man working real hard.
For sure.
Real hard.
For sure. Well let me talk about the goal now. It's really the game to see Gabriel kinda shake off the rustiness. trial by fire. shaking off that rustiness.
This is how Elneny come up with a bang and this one game. Any career again at Arsenal?
Nah, I wouldn't go as far as it's to done, say it done. Ends.
He's not going to start in that midfield again, bro.
I wouldn't say it.
The only way he gained the sweat is if Ceballos
nothing. Oh my gosh.
serious.
That's unfortunate, boy. I feel so bad for Gabriel.
He had a shocker. No, I don't feel bad for Gabriel. Gabriel going to come back.
But I feel bad
Neni,
for
Neni? I feel bad for Neni.
In this moment. I feel bad for Gabriel in this moment.
With the deflection?
With the deflection and the fact that you get a red card, you get COVID, and all of a sudden, you miss about a month and a half of football.
Yeah, boy.
And being the best player on the team for 3 months in a row, and, you know, you just... One red card is all that I take, and a real unjustified red card in my opinion when he get a second yellow.
Yeah.
But that was all it takes, and I hope that, you know, the Premier League really studied that in this kind of situation with COVID, you know? is really challenging for players. I mean, you miss a game and you decide, well, I some free time, I'm going to go to the grocery and then COVID, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Or you decide, well, I'm going to party, COVID, you know what I'm saying? And that really just kind of, after you were settling in so nicely,
yeah,
you know, Pablo come in, played well, David Luigi suddenly has come in and played well, and, well, Holland has been playing like a beast the entire season.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel bad for him. But let me talk about him then, you know. Because...
no, that's a different.
Yeah, I see it hard for him to really come back in the team. Odegaard is here, you know. Partey is here. Xhaka is playing absolutely wonderful.
Xhaka is starting to look like the Switzerland Xhaka.
And because Xhaka doesn't run, you don't really have to worry about his fitness. Like, you're not going to miss games, right? yeah, I find it hard for him. And... That what he did, that cemented it for him. Like, that, yeah, he spent way too long on the ball. He could have cleared it out. He could have played it out for true again.
And after that, his confidence dipped. It seemed like if, I don't know if somebody tell him something, but any confidence just go on through.
And you see, he gets subbed out this game. Early in the half, then he's only 60 minutes.
Yeah,
when Anatata really tried to... Nah,
he confidence going through. I don't know what we're not.
But he's a happy and chipper fella, you know, so I don't really see the confidence being.
Exactly, and the people who smile the most sometimes, that's the people who are the most stressed.
Well, I ain't saying he's not stressed, but I feel like he's not going to let this tipping form or that bad decision bring him down, you know what I'm saying?
And it looks so to me, yes.
Well, I mean, we don't know because he didn't play a game since, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, but unlucky for Gabriel. Southampton really and truly was good to start this season, but they didn't really get a game. And it's just unfortunate that we are willing on the team. But let me move on to the other game.
Southampton again.
Where we play Southampton. Set the record straight. Grab the 3 points and say we really trying to make it in at least the top six, maybe the top four Southampton. We ain't care about that FA Cup. Full strength team. We talk about this lineup. Pepe starting.
Well, this is our strongest lineup and I still would have started Gabriel instead of David Luiz, but sure.
Say what. I mean, I think it was more a fitness issue than anything else for Gabriel, eh? Because he didn't play football in a while and then full 90, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, brilliant performance. I mean, you have Bellerin on the right, holding Luis Suarez.
You know what I realize?
Party Xhaka.
In this game,
we
have backup first.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'm strong to admit, back we up.
Yeah, boy.
Right?
I was rushing home to see this game and my phone going on, bling, bling, like, yo.
We don't?
Yeah. Jeez.
And I feel like over the years, once we get back, I used to feel sick to my stomach now. We're like,
hey. Yeah, we're coming back.
Yeah, I mean.
We're coming back. Head is dropped. That's it.
And no confidence. When we get back, I just feel like nothing changed in the sense that we're playing and we're pushing. We ain't really, like them fellas not letting their head drop on thing again. But yeah, I feel that mentality really different now, boy.
For sure. But let me talk about our goal now. I mean, Armstrong, bullet. What I like about this goal more than anything is the goal that follows it, right? Because when this goal is scored, it's like, oh God, I fed up with Pepe.
That's what I'm going to say.
I don't
when Armstrong back, we, them men sort of pump Pepe again, picking on the man, boy.
I mean, and this is the thing, eh? A little bit unjust. I believe he should have been on the man.
It was Pepe man. Definitely.
It was Pepe man for sure. But we're supposed to do all that kind of shot.
The man was called a beauty.
And though. I think even if Pepe was closer to him,
you were still cracking that.
If you get a crack, I mean, it could be how close you want. I mean, you ain't stopping that. That was just a real good goal.
Yeah.
All in all. I mean, so Pepe had a game a little bit, you know. But I ain't like how people just ready to just jump on him. That's why he had to, you know, he had to silence them.
I'll show them out.
So let me talk about his goal. 5 minutes later, We back in. Actually missed this goal live because of the Russian home. And I still didn't even make it home.
I really enjoyed that game.
No, this was a real good game. Like, we've been having those real good games. And it was a good game for sure. Shaka with the assist.
Mm-hmm. Our attacking players looking so much better in this 4-2-3-1.
Yeah, for sure. I said it earlier in the season. Arteta needs to play our football and not his football. He hadn't played our football later on. He hadn't played the football that suits the players. Mm-hmm. And I really believe as soon as he started to play that football, with that ball ticking, with that 10, and get rolling,
mm-hmm.
we've been playing good. Yeah, you can't fight that. I mean, we ain't playing perfect, but we playing good. The attacking side of the game makes sense. You understand what I'm saying? And this for this goal, was the ball like, did Saka have the ball and then he swing it back around?
Which one?
I'm trying to for Pepe's goal. I'm trying to remember exactly how it started.
Saka remember how they win it back, but I remember Saka giving Partey.
Yes.
And Partey giving Xhaka.
It was a bad pass that Lacazette pressed the defender. Bad pass Saka get off the Partey, off the Xhaka.
And then slide Pepe in.
But I love Pepe. I was like, really? Pass it.
Yeah.
Then he collects it. Compose.
What are you saying?
Compose himself. Push off the defender. And bargain.
Accuracy on the finish.
And that to me is why Arsenal fans have to lay off the man. Though. The man is a very good finisher. You remember the times when we had signed Jovinho? And it was, you could see that Jovinho just can't finish.
Yeah.
You knew that Jovinho just can't finish.
I remember
when I
compared Pepe to Jovinho.
Of course, because it's our Robinson syndrome. But I mean, at the same time, Pepe finishing is top.
Yeah, the match the season before he came to Arsenal, man. Let's forget.
Top.
He's got 22 goals in it.
It is top.
He has scored 22 league goals and 11 assists in the season before.
Yeah, he's top.
He come Arsenal.
Yeah,
it was him, Mbappe, and Messi who reached double figures for assists and goals that season.
Yeah, for sure.
When you pay the 70 mil, it was worth it.
Yeah, and I don't feel like this goal was the one that justified the installment we pay for him this year. Because, you know, his installment.
Yeah.
but it wasn't this one. It was the other one that he scored against Wolves. I feel like men get off his back a little bit. But, good goal, good finishing. Pepe for sure. He have it in him. We just needed to be consistent. And that is what we really hoping to see. And I actually think that it is well suited for him to play out on the left more than on the right. Because on the left, he's forced to pass off the ball. He's forced to involve more players. On the right, he usually try to do it by himself a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
And he not getting through as much. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Well, let me move now. Next goal. This is Saka.
I think this one is with Pepe again pressing. Pepe and Lacazette.
Pepe and Lacazette press. I think Pepe wins the ball, passes it to Lacazette. Lacazette puts
Saka through,
yeah. So Saka goes through, the keeper decides.
No man's land.
The keeper decides that he is me playing FIFA. He hold on that triangle and he mistime it and Saka just goes around him easy, back at him net. Yeah. Easy finish.
Saka getting better at the finishing, isn't it?
Yeah,
I feel easy finish. Old Saka might have taken an extra touch and he might have wasted the chance. But
I was surprised that he took it to the right. I mean, he go low on it, but at the end of the day, you just took pass and you're taking it one time on the right.
Yeah.
Come on.
One time, two touches.
19-year-old Saka.
Two touches, bro.
Cheese. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good finish. And like I said, just crung it off. Brilliant.
Cedric crung it off, you mean? That's it.
No, like I said, crung it off. Cedric take the crown of the box. Mm. And he was like, Saka, go crown. Lacazette. That's all good. Because he just swing. That's the only benefit to him playing on that left.
Mm-hmm.
He could swing the ball, switch to the right.
He does do that
easy. Well, I mean, come on. What thing?
You
can do?
You ever see better than Jota Park Cross free pass?
Oh, God, doesn't matter. I mean, we talking about Cedric Suarez.
And don't reach him.
So we speaking about Cedric Suarez with that impeccable switch right on the Saka. And again, and this might sound bad, but Pepe had to watch Saka. Right? Saka not playing. One touch, run, one touch in your box. Goal. You understand what I'm saying? He touched the bringer down and then play on
the run. I don't think Saka trapped down. I think it was at one time.
Yeah, that what I mean. Like, he touched the bringer down and ran onto it. And then he slapped it.
You sure he touched the bringer down?
Well, how was it?
He didn't square it one time?
I don't mean like he trapped it or not. He didn't square it one time. He didn't square it one time. Okay. Because he was down by the byline. So when he bring it on, it was like, I bring down and run on it. And then touches. He second touched to put it in the box. Okay. And like I said, there, finished it off.
Hungry Laka, well done.
Yeah, well done. Well, this is what we wanted to see from Laka to start the season.
Laka, 8 goals, so, man.
Yeah, well done,
Laka. Catch up to that 15 goal bugger on top,
you know. Who's he on top?
Sam Mohamed.
Anyway, moving further along, we played next. Manchester United. Listen,
this was the most exciting draw I ever seen.
Yeah, boy. This draw had everything in it.
Cavani need to come chilling out and beat in some bush.
But, man, he could keep that form. He could definitely 100% keep Cavani! That form. Him keep that form because, I mean, let me get it, man. They talk about our keeper, now. I mean, the lineup is the same, right? Nothing changed. Nothing changed. No, Saka had a little hip injury.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pepe played out on the right, Martinelli came in. Before we go into that, though, what you thought about our Martinelli sub at halftime, boy? For Willian, boy. I remember watching the game, I see Willian warming up on his side, and I was like, oh, God.
No, for me.
I was like, oh, God, boy. Spidro
wasn't having the best game. And
for sure.
Martinelli was actually having an okay game. And it was just to preserve Martinelli. You know, coming back from the injury.
No, but you remember now, afterwards, I asked Arteta, what is he seen?
He said tactical.
He said tactical. He said because he think, I think it was that Martinelli was coming back too much. He wanted him to stay up the pitch. Although Martinelli coming back too much, save us from Rashford bargain, yeah, right? You know what I'm saying? So in my mind is like,
no, but that's how Pep used to coach the only talk about that. He say Pep do butcher them kind of thing. Pep,
yeah, we tell you to do.
They better do it.
Yeah, but if you score, I mean, let me get into that. I mean, they talk about Leno. Leno had a brilliant sales to the knife, friend. Yeah, I'm watching with some Man U fans, and some Man U fans was like, when Fred go to take the shot, they didn't flinch at all because Fred shooting. Mm-hmm. But men was like, when men see their fingertips to just roll up,
bro,
pass, just
yeah.
I was like, where's Emmy? Send him this video. Send him that. Because he doing that. He probably could have did. Yeah,
burn,
boy. Ooh, feel the burn, boy. Good save, boy. Other than that, I mean, the only memories I really have is Cavani missing two good chances. The second one was a little harder than it looked.
Mm-hmm.
But our first one, abysmal, but we should have. This was our game where it felt like, as we draw 0-0, we could have drawn 2-0. You know what I'm saying?
I was watching
we could have drawn 3-0.
Yeah, I was watching a combined 11 video, right, on YouTube. And then man was arguing who to put on right back, if to put Shaw. Or
Wan-Bissaka or Bellerin.
Is right back, boy? Left back, sorry.
Oh.
Shaw or Tierney.
That's the argument.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And I'm glad Pepe rose that.
Yeah.
He Pepe, eat that food the whole game.
he I mean, he didn't score though. They talk about that chance now. When he do about 20 fans, like if you know the arena was hot.
He created the chance for himself, he could miss it. Add luck. Move on.
I find
he should have hit the target.
I find personally. For one, he should have hit the target. But I feel like Maguire and Shaw is doing a good enough job
that to block him.
To block him from getting the target. And at the same time, you had to be smart enough to know. You could deceive your opponent. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I think Pepe quicker than the two of them. As much as he's doing them fans to go left, he should have feint left, go right, go past them with pace,
yeah.
and then come back onto the left and up. Get a better shot. Probably hit that into the V's or even cross it in.
Hit him at DM on Instagram.
Yeah, for sure. I can do that later. I can say, this is what I think now, man. Either tell me otherwise. Or just say no, man. But, yeah.
Hit him at DM, boy.
Yeah, for sure. But I felt like he could have done a little bit better there, but I'm not upset. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But this game, you know that shot we earlier to talk about was that Lacazette free kick.
Ooh!
I mean, unlucky.
Ooh!
Talk about unlucky. David De Gea just rooted.
Like, you know what went on?
Rooted to the spot.
You know what went on.
That crossbar is the worst. Why talk about crossbar, man? Why the goal had I mentioned?
Nah, that would look real good if it went
that would have been a sweet goal, man. I'd be so happy had we won that game. Like that. I mean, I feel like we, as like remember Brad Jensen, some man you friend, some man you mentor, and had that goal scored, and we won 1-0. They probably would not like, they probably would not go, I don't know.
But
we like a little bit of
fun. I just can't wait to see the Arteta project in its prime.
Yeah. Well, I mean, any other notes from that game, but I really...
Oh, I want to pick up Willian. Willian play good this game, actually.
Yes, he actually... played his, this is the second game this season after Arsenal has played what 22 Premier League games. Mm-hmm. This is his second good game out of 22 games.
Yeah, he played good, and but the thing is, Mendy finished it and he had a chance to throw it too.
Yeah, William didn't play bad, he was actually useful. So I wasn't entirely vexed that Martinelli came off, yeah. But at the same time, it was kind of like. We've seen this before. We've seen this before many times, Arteta. Why are you forcing this down we should? That's all I felt about it. But anyway, let's go on to the game that really just saw my day, boy. Let me just talk about lineup wise. I mean, full strength once again. Really, one person really missing, I think. Aubameyang came back. This was the game where he returned, but he was on the bench. But shit, for a lineup, Laka, Pepe, Smith-Rowe, Saka, Xhaka, Partey, Suarez, Luis Holding, and Bellerin. Yeah. Keon, I'm real upset with this game, but I'm real upset with this game because...
Saka should have buried that chance in the first minute.
For sure. But let me tell you why I'm upset with this game. And it's for three reasons. Maybe not three, but it may be three. But I'll know when we reach the second point, right? But I was upset for this game because Wolves is clearly not the Wolves we see last season. Wolves is beer trash. At least offer this game.
Yeah.
Wolves is trash. We is all over them. Right? I am upset secondly, and this is what I'm upset for too. Take your chances, bro. You have to take your chances. You never know what's going to happen in football. You had a score, and the opportunities are there. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, I am upset about our referee, right? That referee really... This is one of the games where the referee change the game. Like, as you mentioned to me earlier today, like when Van Persie get a red card against Barcelona.
Can't be straight back to that game.
Yeah, I mean, change the game. And I'm not trying to say, for sure for this game, the referee definitely influenced the result, in my opinion, 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put my head on a block and say that for the Barca game. But if Barca had any chance... It was multiplied exponentially by that Van Persie red card. You know
what
I'm
saying? You need to watch about that game. You had run in Barcelona before that red card.
I remember that game. We had 1-2-1 in the Emirates. We came. Barca, did they score?
I cannot remember, but I remember.
But I remember.
That game when you get the red, we was running them.
No, but I remember this game. And maybe I should watch it over, right? Just to clarify my mind. But I remember Arsenal went to the Camp Nou, and we say we defending 10 men. And Van Persie on top. I remember that's how we played that game mostly. We are just pinging balls to Van Persie. Mm-hmm. Then hope he run on. Mm-hmm. Invite the pressure. You understand? But once Van Persie was off, it had nothing we could do. You're not going
to ping it to World Cup.
Ping it to World Cup. So, yeah. No, but I mean, the referee really 100%. But yeah, Saka should have scored our chance. We had that one goal that was scored that the referee ruled offside.
Brought a little offside, huh?
That was a real baby offside.
It was still offside on the left side, but
it was offside. I'm not going to fight it. But then we have Pepe's goal. I personally find we should have been minimum 3-0 up. That's my opinion. Yeah. We had the chances. We were bossing them. And nice thing about football, eh? After that first half, after the penalty incident, rather, you wasn't at any point in time concerned about Arsenal not winning that game. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though we had missed the chances because Wolves wasn't in it, was not in it, and the referee put Wolves in it. You understand? Well, if we talk about I really want to talk about the Saka chance. We could really touch on Pepe's goal. Because I really was wondering how Nelson Semedo was a Barcelona player, boy. That man, I hope this is a one-off, boy. Because that man, Jesus, that fan, man played trash, boy. Pepe create the chance and take the chance. Eh? He take that ball off of Nelson. Nelson end up lying on the ground. He run, he beat him. He breed him out. I don't think he breed him. It looked like a breed, but he's the second man for sure get a kid. He say, Pepe said, have my babies, for sure. And when he put it onto that right foot, I was like, wait, you're gonna shoot with that right? And he shoot with that right.
Up in the stance.
It's cool, boy. But when I started watching my TV in a relaxed state, I'm winding up because I was like, Pepe not going to score on the right foot. And I like that he's the kind of player to me, this kind of hush up people. I remember last year when Men was real thing dogging him, he had them two free kicks, he started to come out and play well sometimes. He had to quiet down Men a little bit, you understand? Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't do it all the time, it's not permanent quiet down. But, you know, he's quiet down Men a little bit and I was really quiet, I was like, whew. That is quality.
I think we should give our player time and space.
For sure. Support. I don't think it's over for him. And I'm real upset with any Arsenal fan who wanna chime in that is over for him. That is a ridiculous notion. Absolutely ridiculous.
He's 24, dog.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Man, still like he prime minister coming at 26-27 minutes.
I feel like when our man hits it, man. And we have Saka.
That's what I'm telling you. And we have Martinelli on top.
I want Martinelli to strike, eh? Again, carried out. Okay, nothing.
I want Martinelli. My future lineup is Pepe, Saka, Martinelli.
Yeah. Why on not? Top, eh? Why not? And Odegaard.
And we keep Odegaard too. For again.
Well, yeah, that's all I feel about our goal. That's all I feel about it. Brilliant from Pepe. Right.
So, let me talk about the referee now, boy.
Let me talk about the penalty, the first penalty. Yeah, I said about the first penalty, the only penalty.
Yeah, it was definitely a pen. W's was running back, and there was contact, and it affected the player, stopping from scoring. However, the man didn't even tackle, and then, but how that, I don't know, boy. So much different people have so much different perspectives on this incident. But I think the majority of the people said they could understand why it was given as a penalty. However, it was never a red card.
Right. So, these are my thoughts. When I saw it happen, right, I kept watching my TV for the contact. And I couldn't see the contact. I still don't see the contact. Where is the contact? And at the end of the day, right, I'm upset with the play, right? Luis is out of position. Holding isn't covering any space for Luis out of position properly. The true ball get placed. Fine. At this point in time, I'm thinking, Luis, even if we go 1-1, we draw it 1-1, we still playing better than them. You don't need to tackle him. And fair play, he didn't tackle him. He just run back to give him that pressure. Mm-hmm. Right? Now tell me, how a man running back behind a player doesn't tackle, all he is doing is running, which is part of the sport. And a little bit on a man peg touch Luis' knee. A little bit. It's not even, dog. I feel like it's Luis' soul touching my shoes, dog.
Because not to say you get close to him and clatter him in the back or not.
But that man just feel like the little touch and he was like,
yeah,
and the thing about it is he fell. He fell down. after he realized he was gonna miss it. Because if you watch your chance, he didn't have to fall in. You understand? He feel the contact, he continue, but Leno was going on clean him up easy. And then he fall, you understand what I'm saying? Because I think he take too much. I think it's a dive. Obviously, 100% think it's a dive, but I will settle with this. What I settle with this is, fine, if there's contact, it's a penalty. But I don't see how dives are red, boy. That can never, ever, 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 ever in a million and 25 years. I know I say 25, but I can never be a red, boy.
Yeah, and the thing is, I have this new double jeopardy rule that says the penalty kick would suffice because you're still the other team. With 9 out of 10 times, still get to score the goal that it was stopped now, right? So it don't make sense you take off a man when the penalty kick is the penalty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I really need that referee. I mean, obviously, referee not gonna explain nothing, yeah? But this was abysmal, but I'm waiting to see what the ruling is, because at a time they intend to appeal it. Yeah, boy. That's it. No? I felt defeated watching that, boy. I didn't see it. The third man was trying to tell me, you know, I'm to David. I'm to you. But what the man can I do there, boy? The man didn't do nothing wrong. Nothing wrong, no? Literally and figuratively.
In that phase of the play, he didn't do anything wrong. Sure. But in the beginning,
For the penalty, he did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, you know? So I don't get. And I think the Arsenal team really feel like the shock of the moment. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because just being there and being a part of that injustice really affected the team. 100%. And then you have that absolute screamer. Moutinho. I think it's João Moutinho had scored.
But the man scored a goal that was worthy of a winner of being
the winner. That goal was on.
The man strung up Lenoves.
I'm not going to fight that goal.
The man strung up Burn.
That goal was brilliant. And I think Arsenal really had to pay for that goal because they was like, nah, we gonna leave him. And they left him and
who man that was?
I think it was Partey.
I think the one time Partey got a little lapse.
But I mean, I do have nothing to say with Partey not taking it up because if he goes, Tano center defender, they, you know, it's like, it's a void in the midfield. People really don't score those chances. I mean, 2 in 10 chance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. But João Moutinho is the man that could do that. You know what I'm saying? He's not. I don't affect any of the players to the goal. I mean, at the end of the day, it's our wonder goal. But at the same time, it's like, sheesh.
Yeah, they try real hard. The boys work real hard.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Absolutely, for sure, they try hard. But the last incident, Leno.
Leno Chip Fry.
No, you see Wolves mocking me on TikTok, man. And I was weak, dog. I was ruling watching it, dog, because I was like, this is the last brain cell. And some song where I really, because.
Nah, he chipped right. He got awkward bunks.
And he brain just activated his hands. Yes? He didn't know what to do, man. He slapped it to us.
Slapped it good to her.
In my mind, I was trying to be like, nah, it's the chest and he hand swing.
Nah, bro. He coughed with me, dog. Come on,
oh.
I didn't know that was a straight red, though. I thought that would be a straight red. I thought that was a yellow.
But I ain't got to argue.
They would say it's intentional.
Obviously, they would say it's intentional, and then they're saying obstructing our clear goal scoring opportunity.
Yeah,
and the man ran onto the ball was a damn atrocious. I really do see it as a clear goal scoring opportunity. But.
And disrespectful.
Nah, but watch how that man starts the season, bro. I think he crossed 2 goals this season. And I don't think he was in a position to score. I think had Leno even leave that Adama, I wasn't catching it.
Ah, yeah, that's definitely true. I don't think.
So, it kind of iffy. Mm-hmm. But in a game with the results going against you, you can't be surprised that the results go against you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going on. It was against me. Like, everything just feel against me. But I really can't describe it in no other way. You know? But yeah, that's where I'm at. You had any other thoughts about that game, man?
Yes, I actually did. Arteta substitution to us. He's a professional, but for me, I was not taking off Lacazette. And for me, I was not taking off the best player in the team, which is Pepe.
For sure. I feel like those two subs was
we lose the focal point, and we lose the status. The magic.
I think you had to bring on Gabriel for sure.
Take off.
But Emil wasn't playing good. Emil also come off for instead of Lacazette for me. And on top of that, I don't get how Aubameyang is the man to come on.
You know, in form, bro.
Not even about the form. I mean, the man now come back one. You know, he not in form. He now come back, and he's the kind of player you have to play the ball to. You can't expect him to make anything for himself.
Mm. And he did get Pepe a chance. He did get a chance, and he did shoot at the defender.
Yeah, so I think that Pepe was the man to really stay on. The last substitution, well, it was obviously. Oh, this one I didn't like either. Party for Anderson. I mean, keep party on. We kind of lose.
I think he gave up on the game.
We losing. Larry, at least. I mean, it remained respectable, but taking off party could have meant that we lose 4-1 or something. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think he gave up on the game.
He definitely gave up on the game. I mean, what's the Tata play for in this way?
He just said, I want to protect my players now, then I make sure party and get too much.
I mean, I could get that. I respect that. But yeah, obviously, the next game we playing Aston Villa, boy.
Right, so Aston Villa, please give Emil a rest. Let me see what's going on with Odegaard.
I remember arguing to you telling me Odegaard had to walk into the team.
I still agree.
I don't think he was so walking to the team, but we can see. Maybe he'll play. Maybe. Do you think he'll play this game, man? Pepe for sure. I think Aubameyang playing. Well, David Luiz and Leno out for sure.
Yeah, so we run us on any back.
I think Ryan might be back now. I think he do have a serious injury.
Right.
It might be Ryan or Ranason. I guess we had a way close after the game to see. But with that, I expect Gabriel or Pablo. Pablo, not injured, huh? I think Pablo injured.
Yeah, no, I think he coming back in training.
So I expect to see Gabriel and Holden, Bellerin, Cedric, Xhaka, Partey, Saka, Oba, Lacazette, Odegaard.
I see.
Yeah.
No, but Odegaard.
I think Aubameyang will play. You think we should definitely like beat up on Aston Villa?
I don't care. Once I get 2 points, show
Emmy that you make the wrong decision and leave me.
I'll do our best for his career. I think if Aston has a big ambitions, they should have kept him. But
I find it that would be hard to keep him, man. Because at the end of the day,
if you want to challenge for everything, you had to have that kind of quality.
And the problem is you're feeling like you don't have a clear one and you don't have a clear two. The footballer Emi play means that Leno was becoming the two. You understand what I'm saying? That's what was going on upon. And you can't have, I know people would think so, but you can't have two clear number one choice goalkeepers. Because if you have two clear number one choice goalkeepers, you're not swapping goalkeepers from game to game. And one of them going on suffer. So when our number two shows that there's a clear number one on a Premier League level team,
yeah,
you have to let them go. And I mean, I know Vex, you would love to keep them, but at this point in time, Emi would have regressed. And that would have been unfair. So yeah. I'm not upset about it. And I think that Leno is better than him. I've said it from before. And I'll keep saying it. Leno is better than him.
Yeah. My one fault with Leno was he was too flat-footed. He would get the ball. He would receive the ball and he would stand up once. But
yeah. The only other flaw with Leno is... He chip fry up, dog. For sure. For sure, Leno.
And the thing is, he usually moves composed, eh?
Leno have... Yeah, but he had a little crazy gene and all. If you look at
but that's why he's a keeper. I literally don't think keepers say anything, dog. No hard minutes.
Well, I mean, I think it might be a little German thing. I mean, Mustafi. Fry.
Ozil.
Fry. Ozil is a clear thinking anyway. They like, don't put him down like that. But yeah, it's a prediction. I think we could get him a little 2-1.
We're not conceding us. We need to catch Man City.
Them men are Jack Grealish. We need to
catch Man City for clean sheets.
Jack, what are you going to do, but if we get to sign Jack Grealish, you'll take Grealish and send back Odegaard.
Yeah, man, what? Odegaard.
Jack Grealish is our homegrown, brilliant player.
No? I love you can't Grealish, fight that, no? But you need to see Odegaard.
No? If we get Grealish for 60, Odegaard could go back, but...
Bro. You need to see Odegaard.
But we can see. I think you need to see him because he barely playing football.
Hey, the man's silky.
Dog, Real Madrid playing beer trash and he can make it, dog. Come on. Real Madrid not even in the title race right now.
They're going to eat it with us.
I don't see any man in good on it. I just see him. I could take Jack Grealish. You understand what I'm saying? Boy, you can imagine Jack Grealish with Pepe and Saka. Woo! My brain just get out, mind blew. Yes, poof. But anyway, yeah, anything else to add? Any other thoughts? Me, we're on 3 transfer market. We really just had to finish the season strong. At this point in time, I really want to claim victory in the bet that me and Keegan made at the beginning of the season. It is very clear now that he has lost.
Right? What bet is that, though?
What bet? I mean, the real ones know.
Me know what you're talking about.
You really want to know Dwight Anders, man? I don't know what to say. The real ones know. So, I can post pictures of Keegan losing a bet for sure. Right? Anyway, this is where we're going on. I'm the good for this episode. We want to thank you all for listening, as always. And we thank you if you have made it to the end. We really, really appreciate that a lot. Be sure to, you know, like, share, subscribe. You know, tell all your friends about Gunapod TT. It's been fun. This has been a fun episode. Even though I'm tired. I'm feeling tired. But, you know, it's always fun to talk about Arsenal. Whether we winning or losing. All the referees rubbing us. I feel like Didier Drogba is a disgrace. I can't say what he does, you know. You're a cuss now. Anyway, guys, really thank you for listening, as always. And this has been
Gunapod TT. Boom. Thank you for listening to this episode of Gunapod TT.